Make the most out of your daily commute or next road trip in a new Audi from Audi Atlanta. And what better way to do it than behind the wheel of a stylish Audi A5 Sportback? Hey, it's Finn, along with my friends at Audi Atlanta, here to introduce this city to the Audi A5 Sportback. With a versatile and athletic design, the beauty lies within, combining the sleekness of a coupe with the practicality of a four-door hatchback. And right now, you can lease the Audi A5 Sportback for $537 per month. Find yours at AudiAtlanta.com. And use the Jim Ellis Expressway to start or complete your entire purchase online, or shop in person on Peachtree Boulevard just inside the perimeter. Experience the thrill of driving like never before at Audi Atlanta. Offer applies to a 36-month lease, 2024 Audi A5 Sportback 40, $537 per month, 10,000 miles per year, with $4,731 due at signing. Example stock number A25954, MSRP $49,905, excludes tax, tag, and title fees. Offer expires 5/31/24 with approved credit.
The Chuck Oliver Show podcast is presented by Larceny Bourbon. So smooth, it's criminal. Larceny reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
In the South, it's always college football season. And the king of college football reigns supreme all year long. Now more college football talk with the king of college football. It's the Chuck Oliver Show on Southern Sports Today.
We start hour two of the Chuck Oliver Show, and we do it right now. I appreciate everybody getting in for hour one. If you did, you heard Dave Bartu from College Football Matrix. And even though next Monday night he's heading out to hunt elk in the Pacific Northwest, he's in an area of Oregon where when you walk into the woods, you can't see the sky because the trees are so tall and it's so dense. And like it stays wet all the time because when whatever water, rainfall, snow, what melting, whatever gets through all the branches and leaves and everything, when it hits the ground, ain't no sunshine dry it out, man. All right, so he's heading out there, and he's gonna find him an elk, he hopes. And as he said, I think 350 pounds of edible meat. So best of luck to him, but we will have him next Tuesday as well. If you didn't hear Dave, or maybe you didn't hear any of the first hour, or you want to hear it again, get the app. The app is free. The app is easy. You get it at the App Store, SST, Southern Sports Today. You get the app, you download it, you push the button, you hear the show. Let me go ahead and get you up to date.
Everything you need to know about college football, every single day. This is CFB 365, presented by Ecoderm. Text Ecoderm to 31996 now for your free sample of Ecoderm pain relief cream and CBD from Frank Thomas. Text Ecoderm to 31996 now.
It's a Big Ten day on the Chuck Oliver Show, so all of CFB 365. Headline, Nebraska quarterback Martinez to start opener v. Ohio State. Is that news? It will be news Saturday, whether it is 2018 Adrian Martinez, who as a freshman, I mean, that kid looked like a magician some Saturdays. 2019, not quite the same experience. Let's say we'll use the word struggled. They also have one of the McCaffreys there, redshirt freshman Luke McCaffrey, who when Scott Frost announced that Adrian Martinez would keep the job, he couldn't talk Luke McCaffrey enough. Hey, Adrian Martinez, but Luke's good too. We'll start Saturday against Ohio State, but Luke's great too. Adrian did a lot of good work, but we love Luke. He wants to keep both kids in the program. I understand that. And he says, it's like having two starting quarterbacks. No, it's not. I promise it's not. Let's see. Who would not view this? It's the same as having two starting. Luke McCaffrey probably wouldn't view it that way. Adrian Martinez, he's experienced. He's an upperclassman. He's really skilled. I don't know that it will matter against Ohio State, but he had a record-setting season a couple years ago as a freshman, and then it kind of went left on him. Headline, Penn State running back Brown could miss season. That would be Journey Brown, who started 10 games last year, got in the end zone a dozen times, went for almost 1,000 yards, was third in the conference in touchdowns, as a matter of fact, fifth in rushing yards. He actually went for 890, so fifth in the conference in rushing yards, and he could miss the entire season because of a medical condition discovered during the offseason. It has not been revealed what it is, so it's an unknown condition, and he's a kid from Pennsylvania. The school has released a statement, of course, with Brown, says that he is receiving treatment for the undisclosed condition. He told reporters 3 weeks ago that he had considered skipping the season anyway, but wanted to play one final year. Well, they found a medical condition. Again, it's not, you know, a broken ankle or a torn hamstring or anything like that. He just made his choice, and I don't have any ill will towards him. Headline, Ohio State AD says Big Ten programs, quote, all in this together as conference readies for return to football. That's not true. Consider yourself up to date. Yeah, that'd be Gene Smith. That's not true. They're not all in this together. It is opt-out time in college football. Did we see that one of the best players, DeMonte Coxey from Memphis, that kid's an NFL wide receiver. He decided, yeah, I've had enough. I don't think I'm going to play anymore this year. Again, really, really good. And then also Puka Williams has opted out of the rest of the 2020 season. What's going on right now? And again, I think once you start something that you kind of need to see it through, there is something to that. That if, you know, that phrase, how you do one thing is how you do everything. And that is kind of true. I used to talk, when I coached, I told the players that all the time. You know, we're going to run laps or whatever it was. You're supposed to run to the corner of the, like the back line of the end zone. You're never supposed to, when you run laps, you're never supposed to actually step on the field. If you're cutting it off about 2 yards shy of that end line because the coach is all the way at the other, then you round off in everything. You round off your homework. You round off at work. You round off in your personal relationships. You take a shortcut in your marriage. How you do one thing, it really is true. It's how you do everything. And so when I, you know, there were kids who opted out, like Journey Brown saying, I'm not going to play. Well, you didn't start. So that's fine. You didn't start playing and then go, this is difficult. Now, Puka Williams, for instance, he has cited family and health reasons. I have no idea what's going on with him. I know he's a really, really, really good running back. He's probably the best player on Kansas's team. And Kansas is not a very good team, and it's a terrible program, as a matter of fact, and they're not going to win. But Puka is he's a Sunday guy. The only issue I had, now again, there may be it was this way 6 weeks ago, and now, Chuck, it's this way. You don't have to justify to me. And so I'm saying I don't know those details. I do know that there are players, though, and I know this is a fact, not an opinion. There are players looking around going, it's not really turning out the way I wanted. I think I'll quit. Do you see what Andrelton Simmons did? Anaheim Angels shortstop. He's about to hit free agency, and they got to either, Dan, wasn't it like the Saturday or Sunday before the end of the season? He's like, yeah, I had enough.
Final week of the season, just said, yep, go on.
His teammates had like 6 games left. He's like, doesn't work for me. Maybe I'll try it again in March. Yeah, like David Price is, I don't know how, David Price, I'm going to guess, 4-time All-Star. That's just a guess. I think David Price has a Cy Young. If he doesn't, he's been a top 5 fan or whatever. David Price has been in the bigs for like 12 years. David Price decided, I'm not going to play this year. Buster Posey, he's like, we just adopted, wasn't it twins? I'm not going to play this year. If you showed up and then decided, I think I'm going to bail. Like Andrelton, I got no problem with Buster Posey. Andrelton Simmons, yeah, it's the same thing. So Puka Williams has decided it is opt-out time, and so he will not play the rest of the year. And again, family and health are the most important things to me. Good for you. Right now I need to be with my mother, who is battling health issues. I want to thank Coach Miles, et cetera. And I'm sure it's all legit and true and real. It's not for everybody. And some kids are just taking the easy way out. And like I said, there are NFL evaluators who will include that in their evaluation.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-805-4914. 800-805-4914. That's 800-805-4914.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-824-4596. That's 800-824-4596.
Paid for by US Med.
You can now watch The Chuck Oliver Show, streaming live on Twitch. Stream the full show live on Chris Landry's Twitch channel at twitch.tv/ChrisLandryFootball. It's live video of the king as he breaks down this unprecedented college football season and gets you the latest breaking news as things continue to develop. The Chuck Oliver Show, live on Twitch at twitch.tv/ChrisLandryFootball.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this, or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Here's farmer and businessman James Wood.
We farm about 3,500 acres. There's pipelines everywhere. The contractor working on my property did not have the lines located before he began work, and it resulted on a strike on a natural gas pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
If you suffer from COPD symptoms like shortness of breath and fatigue, where do you turn? There are medications and oxygen, but do you know about pulmonary rehab? 3 out of 5 COPD patients have never heard of it. Pulmonary rehab is an exercise, education, and support program that gives you tools to manage your condition, and Medicare typically pays for it. So whether it's grocery shopping on your own or just walking across the room, pulmonary rehab can help you. Visit livebetter.org to find out about your options for pulmonary rehab today.
It's always college football time in the South. Now back to more of the king of college football, Chuck Oliver, on Southern Sports Today.
Possibly topping the list of statements I didn't expect to make this year. FSU inserting Jordan Travis as starting quarterback really seems to have settled the team. I didn't believe I would say that this year. I'm saying it right now. And by the way, do y'all play Prize Picks? Do y'all know what that is? It's not like FanDuel or DraftKings where you actually pick a team you're playing against somebody. Prize Picks is awesome because you can't get, you know, kind of, if you have a great day in DraftKings, somebody might be just a little bit better and you have a great day and you lose. Prize Picks, you're just picking against a total. Jordan Travis the past 2 weeks, I picked the under on that kid and I paid for it. And it's because I really didn't think that inserting Jordan Travis as your starting quarterback was going to settle things for the Florida State Seminoles. Now, do not get me wrong on this. He is not a very good passer. I think he might be a good quarterback. And those are two different things, especially on Saturdays. In the NFL, except for like Lamar and a few other guys, it's stand in the pocket, deliver the ball downfield. That's not what it has to be in college. And so you can be a little challenged as a passer, a guy who is not likely to stand in the pocket and lead your team to 3 touchdowns in the fourth quarter just flinging it. You don't have to be that guy. You can be a different kind of quarterback where maybe you're not a great passer, but you're still a pretty good fill-in-the-blank for each of the other 17 things that a quarterback can be. I want to welcome on now a guy who covers the team, has for years, and does a great job. from warchant.com. He's the managing editor. It's Ira Schoffel. Ira, welcome. How are you today?
I'm doing good, Chuck. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I think you were on the line there as we were bringing you on. I really didn't think that Jordan Travis makes things right. I didn't think that that was a scenario we'd be talking about this year. I thought he was an athletic guy, a runaround guy, maybe a changeup. He's the starting quarterback now, and the team has responded.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I was talking to somebody over the weekend, you know, because Jordan Travis completed, you know, less than 10 passes on Saturday. And, you know, for Florida State fans, this is a whole new reality. They've never had an offense like this. You know, Jimbo Fisher, the whole time he was here, when those offenses were kind of taken, spread offenses were taking hold across the country, Jimbo's a traditionalist. He wants to play pro style, and he wants his quarterback to throw the ball 40 times if they have to. And so Florida State fans are used to the Chris Winkies and the Jameis Winstons and all those guys. And, you know, Jordan Travis can throw complete 9 or 10 passes, but run for 100 yards, throw for 150 or 200 because they're big passes, and have a tremendous impact on your offense and really run your offense the right way. So I think this is going to take a little while for Florida State fans to understand maybe or to appreciate what all Jordan Travis is doing. But to your point, yeah, I think he's completely changed his football program in just about 3 weeks.
All right, so tell me if I'm further wrong about Jordan Travis. I'm going to give you the scenario. They're down 9 with 6 minutes left. It's not time for a bunch of 4-yard passes and runaround plays. Can he stand in the pocket and throw a bunch of 12, 15, 20-yard darts?
No, I mean, he's not going to pick a defense apart. If you're dropping, you know, seven or eight defenders and he's got three receivers going in routes and he's got tight windows to fit it in, no, he's not going to be that guy. But what he can do, and I think what he's shown so far is, because he's so elusive and because he's able to keep his eyes downfield, I mean, one thing you really like about him, I saw a picture of him the other day that one of the photographers took here, and it was him running the zone read. And his eyes, when he's running the zone read, his eyes are looking like a laser downfield. And he's got that same ability as a passer. Two of his biggest plays in that game on Saturday were scrambles, where he found a guy in scramble drill for a touchdown.
Yeah.
And I think you can do that in those situations. You know, at some point, the defense has to commit and maybe come up, and he has the ability to see the ball downfield and do it. Is he going to be that dynamic pocket passer? No, I don't think he probably ever will be, but I think he's by far the best thing they've got going.
All right, another surprise, and maybe you had insight I did not, but I was not expecting LaDainian Webb to get so much run. Is he the guy? Is this going to be a Corbin thing as we go along? What's the status of the ground game?
I think he's definitely the guy. I mean, Corbin has a role. He's more of a kind of he can push the pile a little bit. He can get some tough yards between the tackles. But yeah, LaDainian Webb's the guy. He is. I think they thought he could be this kind of guy. But you know, he's small, so a lot of people doubt him. He's only 5'8", and so that makes him a challenge. You know, he's not going to probably be as effective in the receiving game. But he can block. I mean, a lot of times those little guys, people assume they can't block, but he can. He's really dynamic as a runner, a really tough kid. And, I think he's a huge part of it. To me, I really think Jordan Travis and LaDainian Webb as a package is – I think LaDainian Webb is as important as Jordan Travis, really, into what this turnaround has been in recent weeks.
All right. I can't believe I'm doing this, but I think it's accurate. And I'm not trying to be funny in how I say this. The offensive line is not completely crappy. They're kind of okay. Talk about that.
Yeah, they are, and around these parts, that's a fine compliment, Chuck. That was a
okay. Nice joke.
I mean, you know, I think Alex Atkins, who you know, Mike Norvell, you know, he went out and got him away from Charlotte, and I think he likes him so much. And Alex Atkins is really one of the bright young offensive line coaches. He had already hired Chris Thompson, who was TCU's offensive line coach and was the offensive line coach back when they were at Arizona State. So he's a guy, he certainly could have been the offensive line coach, but it was so important for him to have Alex Atkins on the staff, who also was offensive coordinator at Charlotte, that he let him be the offensive line coach and Chris Thompson's coaching tight ends. And he's done a great job with those guys. He's really two things. One is he's gotten a couple of the older players to find some confidence that was lost. He's really taught and brought along some young players really quickly. They've got two or three freshmen playing a lot on the offensive line. A redshirt freshman center, Maurice Smith, is playing at a really high level. And then they brought in the grad transfer, Devontae Taylor from FIU, who has been just huge because he has played right tackle, left tackle, guard. He really can play anywhere on the line besides center. And you know, these last two games, that offensive line's come a long way.
All right. Mac sends out a pretty talented bunch, especially on offense. He's got two Sunday running backs, I believe. Sam Howell is still growing. He's only a sophomore. You know about, you know, maybe the fastest receiver in the league. They got weapons over there. So I understand giving up four touchdowns to that bunch. Maybe it's not, you know, an indictment or anything. But week to week, there are still a lot of questions for me about the defense. And here's the weird thing, Ira, that I can't figure out. I like the defense way more than the offense entering the season.
Yeah, it's really the first four games was just a head scratcher. It didn't make any sense that the defense was this poor, particularly up front. They just were not getting any push. They couldn't stop anybody in short yardage situations. They weren't getting after the quarterback. They had three sacks. FSU had three sacks coming into this game. They did have four in this game. And you know, if I'm Mac Brown, I got to be fuming on the sideline because, like, wait, this is the game you guys decided to play?
Yeah.
Because when he watched him on film the first 4 weeks, that's not what that defense looked like. But Marvin Wilson, Joshua Kando, who had the pick six, and Janoris Robinson, the other defensive end, really played well. They just got after it. I don't know if it was the challenge of playing a top-five team or they finally woke up. Mike Norvell today said he just thinks that they've gotten a lot of confidence. That game at Notre Dame, even though they lost it, gave the team some confidence that they could play with a really good team. It was the first time they haven't been blown out by a good team in several years. And so, you know, I think all those things contribute to it. But I did want to compliment North Carolina's skill guys. I mean, those running backs are the real deal.
Yep.
And Sam Howell's going to be a great quarterback. That was only a game in the second half because Sam Howell made about seven or eight just unbelievable plays. So they got a lot going on offense for sure.
Ira, it's always top-notch info, man. I appreciate you coming on today. Thank you.
Thanks, Chuck. Take care.
All right, Ira Schoffel again, warchant.com. And that's the surprising part because going into the season, I would look at the defense, and they had a shutout going. I think it was 28-0 at one point, and they wound up winning 31-28, I believe. That, you know, I talk about Sunday guys all the time. That's how you win in college football. And I'm not talking about Air Force or like Texas Tech with Leach. They had Graham Harrell and record-setting quarterback, and I don't know that he ever played a down in the NFL. I don't know that he did. But for the most part, if you're in a Power 5 conference, for the most part, how you're going to win is Sunday guys. And Florida State's got them, I mean, spilling over on defense. And then the mystery was, well, I ain't playing better over there. I thought they would this year because so many of those kids have grown up. And you even had a case that there were seniors, and even seniors who honestly – could be getting game checks right now like Marvin Wilson. So it's been a little bit of a mystery. They got Louisville. In fact, they go on the road to a Louisville team, still good on offense, but they've been struggling big time this year. And so it's FSU looking at the schedule going, maybe it opens up a little.
Attention Medicare recipients and anyone turning 65. Medicare has approved new benefits not included with original Medicare and older Medicare Advantage plans. You may not be getting all of the benefits you're entitled to, including in-home aids, telephone appointments with your doctors, home-delivered meals and prescriptions. These benefits may be available and it's a free call to enroll. The new plans may also offer free eyeglasses, free hearing aids, free wellness visits, and gym memberships. Call the Medicare benefits line now. It's easy. Call 800-340-1290. 800-340-1290. Find out if you're eligible for new benefits like meal and prescription delivery, in-home aids, and telemedicine. Some plans may have a $0 monthly premium or zero copays for big out-of-pocket savings. Not all Medicare Advantage plans are alike. The new plans have more benefits for many people. Call 800-340-1290. 800-340-1290. 800-340-1290.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-862-7127. 800-862-7127. 800-862-7127. That's 800-862-7127.
It's the most iconic game and arguably the most recognized moment in Georgia history. And this week on UGA 40, Georgia quarterback Buck Ballew takes us down to the sidelines of the 1980 Georgia-Florida game.
15, 10, 5, Lincoln Scott, Lincoln Scott, Lincoln Scott.
Academy 40 Sports and Outdoors presents UGA 40, presented by Superior Plumbing and Southern Link Wireless. From kickoff to Run Lindsay Run, download episode 5 of UGA 40 at thepodcastpark.com.
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic, safe, effective, even money-saving, just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalents, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.
My name is Jackie. I'm a mom and a survivor of cancer caused by HPV. I know how important HPV vaccination is for cancer prevention. You can protect your kids. It's as simple as getting your girls and boys the HPV vaccine series when they are 11 or 12. Let's get our kids vaccinated on time. Make an appointment today. For more information, visit cdc.gov/HPV and talk to your child's doctor. HPV vaccine is cancer prevention. A message from the CDC.
Hey, I'm rodeo clown JJ Harrison. Now, if you've ever seen me in the arena, you know I like to have fun, take chances. But I also take safety very seriously because rodeo clowning can be dangerous, but so can farming or ranching. Never assume location of depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start work, always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com. It only takes a minute and it can save your life.
Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign. Here's farmer and landowner John Prue.
We purchased the land about 3 years ago, and there was an old farmstead on there with trees. We were going to clear the land so we could farm through it. We thought we knew where the pipe was, so we didn't call to get it located. The work on our property led to the damage of a light crude pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Make the most out of your daily commute or next road trip in a new Audi from Audi Atlanta. And what better way to do it than behind the wheel of a stylish Audi A5 Sportback? Hey, it's Finn, along with my friends at Audi Atlanta, here to introduce this city to the Audi A5 Sportback. With a versatile and athletic design, the beauty lies within, combining the sleekness of a coupe with the practicality of a four-door hatchback. And right now, you can lease the Audi A5 Sportback for $537 per month. Find yours at AudiAtlanta.com. And use the Jim Ellis Expressway to start or complete your entire purchase online or shop in person on Peachtree Boulevard just inside the perimeter. Experience the thrill of driving like never before at Audi Atlanta. Offer applies to a 36-month lease, 2024 Audi A5 Sportback 40, $537 per month, 10,000 miles per year, with $4,731 due at signing. Example stock number A25954, MSRP $49,905, excludes tax, tag, and title fees. Offer expires 5/31/24 with approved credit.
Now back to the Chuck Oliver Show on Southern Sports Today.
Well, in the continuing weirdness of what this calendar year is, I find myself looking at the South Carolina Gamecock schedule. They have a game Saturday night in Baton Rouge, and I'm like, I think I like the Gamecocks here. This entire, again, calendar year, it is God's own private mystery how all of this has worked out. But I really do think that South Carolina can win this ballgame. Now, I sort of called it last week. I said Auburn 1 through 85, those rosters do not even compare. Auburn is way, 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 way better. South Carolina can win because of the two lines of scrimmage, because they're tougher and more physical, and they could win both lines, and that's what happened. The big reason here is not that they'll out-physical LSU the way they did Auburn. It's because of Miles Brennan and the fact that, I mean, the kid's like top 10 or top 12 nationally in passing yards right now. He would not have played last Saturday against Florida. So texted my guy over in Baton Rouge yesterday morning at 7:41 a.m. I said, what up with Brennan? I got a text back. It says, weird lower abdominal injury. They've got no idea how long it will take him to feel right. I don't think he plays this weekend. About 12 hours later, I see Brody Miller of The Athletic just reported it. I was told early last week it could be season ending. That Sam seems to have softened, but he will be out an indefinite amount of time. So that's straight from Baton Rouge and the program there. And without your quarterback, and you're going to be starting a freshman at this point against a pretty salty bunch who may see that as blood in the water. Folks, if you let Will Muschamp pick about four things to line up ahead of this game, big win against Auburn, confidence, even going on the road, no Miles Brennan. Absolutely, South Carolina, which I was looking at a 1-5 or 1-6 start. Folks, they could beat LSU and sitting at 3-2. Want to head out now. A guy who does a great job covering them for GamecockCentral.com. It's part of that Rivals network of sites. It is Wes Mitchell. Wes, welcome. How are you today?
I'm good. How's it going, gentlemen?
Doing pretty well, even though I'm an Auburn grad. I certainly appreciated the effort the other day. Like I said, going into it, I advertised it as such. I said, folks, they're mean, they're physical, they're tough. I don't know what they are besides that, but that may be enough in Williams-Brice on Saturday. Mean, physical, and tough, would you agree with that general assessment of what this roster is?
Yeah, I think that's what they have to be right now. I mean, I think you saw they're not a team that's going to have a bunch of elite weapons offensively. They sort of just have to come out and go about their business, and they run the football, and even though it's not pretty in the first half, they sort of keep running it, and they kind of have to be hard-headed like that. And it's kind of, you know, Muschamp has said, we want to be a blue-collar culture is what he said he wants to build. And I think that's kind of what this team has to be. Now, there are a couple of elite guys that have to play well for them to win. And I think you look Saturday, Shy Smith making some big plays on offense. And then, you know, J.C. Horn, just a phenomenal game on defense, one of the best games you'll ever see a defensive back have. So when they sort of can not beat themselves and their best players can make big plays for them, that to me is sort of the blueprint. And you know what? We're starting to see it. They score touchdowns in the red zone. They don't kick a lot of field goals so far this year, and they force some field goals defensively. So if you're doing those things, you're going to have a chance in most ball games you play.
All right, so Colin Hill is the starting quarterback for an SEC team, and they've got two conference wins now. He is not an overly dynamic quarterback. He is not one of those guys that's going to lead, you know, college football final or whatever on ESPN Saturday night with all his highlights. How did he win the job, and how is he playing so effectively? What is his game? Because it's not standing in the pocket and throwing for 400.
You know, I think if he, if he had the weapons that some of these other guys in the league have, I think he could sit, you know, sitting there and throw the ball around. I mean, you look at him; he's a big 6'4", 6'5" kid, not very mobile, strong enough arm. He's very accurate, catchable football. Right now, he's sort of just having to play within the confines of this offense because they have not had other receivers step up and A, show they can get open, but B, really catch the football. I mean, you look at the number of drops South Carolina has had through the first four
weeks
of the year. It's probably, haven't looked at the numbers, but it's got to be top two or three in the SEC, and that's really kept them from having to, you know, from being able to have some big explosive plays on the resume if you're Colin Hill that really would have expanded his numbers. But For South Carolina and what they need and what they have to be on offense right now, he's kind of been the perfect fit. He understands this scheme. He gets them out of bad plays. He does all the little things right. In some ways, for me, he's kind of the anti-Bo Nix. I mean, Nix is as talented as he can be, can make some big flashy plays for you, can run the football, but also, as we saw the other side of that, he can turn the football over, put the ball in danger. And Hill did have the one interception, but for the most part, he just sort of does what he's supposed to do within the confines of this scheme. And for Carolina, that's kind of the blueprint right now. It's not going to be flashy, but that's how they have to win games.
Follow this man on Twitter, at Wes Mitchell GC. That's GamecockCentral.com. Again, part of that Rivals Network. You mentioned Shy Smith there. We'll talk about the receivers. And he is dynamic, and he is breakaway. He can be a game wrecker depending on the opponent. He's really, really good. He's got 34 catches so far. The next wide receiver is Xavier Leggett with 7. I know that there was this the disappointing story. Was it Liberty, I'm trying to remember, or Lenore Ryan? He had the 1AA receiver transferring in. Is that a moot point at this point, or is there still efforts to get him a waiver approved?
Yeah, it was Wingate that he was transferring
Wingate,
in from. They're still they're still attempting. There is a appeal process that, you know, South Carolina has sent in their side of it. And, you know, who knows? It's kind of one of those things at this point. You kind of, I mean, personally speaking, I'd sort of be surprised at this point if they got an approval there because it's taken so long. But it seems like every week I see somewhere some kid, you know, on Twitter has gotten approved by the NCAA to play. So I think they'll keep sort of going at it. He's a guy that they were really high on in practice. Not going to be, you know, the top receiver in the SEC or anything like that, but just another kid that's big, quick, can get open, and that they hoped could actually be a part of this offense after they got him in and saw what he could do in preseason camp. So we'll see. That could be maybe a second half of the year surprise for him, but I don't know if anybody's really counting on it at this point.
Yeah, and that was Jalen Brooks, by the way, from Wingate. You're a big receiver, and they really like him. Let's talk about the running backs a little bit, because early in the season, like after the Tennessee game, I was like, all right, I'm intrigued by DeShone Fenwick. And this Kevin Harris kid looks kind of tough. I mean, obviously, we were all expecting the freshman from Maryland to, you know, do the heavy lifting there. But Harris has really taken again. He's physical. He's tough. And whatever you can maximize those skills in the SEC, I'll give Kevin Harris credit. He is at 100% of what's possible for Kevin Harris right now, I believe.
Yeah, and, you know, I think it sort of just matches that the sort of mindset like we were talking about at the open of the segment. You know, it's not always going to be flashy, but this kid is never going to shy away from contact. Just very, very physically strong, great balance. I think he squats like 600-and-something pounds, so he's a super strong kid and just kind of low-key goes about his business. And that position – I'll be honest, it was a major concern when Marshawn Lloyd went down. I mean, Lloyd, he was going to be the starter as a true freshman, and they really expected him to play very well. And I think sort of like you see Auburn building their offense around Tank Bigsby, or they should be anyway, if you ask me. I think South Carolina was going to sort of build their offense around a freshman running back. And that went the battle went all the way into week one as far as who was even going to start. But both Kevin Harris and DeShone Fenwick have really taken advantage of their opportunities. And I think they're getting more and more comfortable within this scheme as the year goes on. So that's obviously been a huge thing for South Carolina. And like I said, Bobo, he's hard-headed, man, but in a good way. He sticks with the run because he knows that they sort of have to be that way.
Yeah, there's more value to second and eight than just the 2 yards you gained. There absolutely is. You have to keep trying it. I agree with you. Looking at the entire, like, the overview of the schedule, it's only, you know, quote, only one game better than I thought it would be after 4 games, but it really is more than that. I mean, the look, the feel, the confidence. You stir in a little confidence to, you know, some talented ball players. And, again, it's like I said about Kevin Harris. You get whatever their 100% is. With the combination of that and Miles Brennan being out, I'm not going to be surprised if South Carolina goes down there and certainly competes, and they absolutely could win this game. Do you agree?
I do, and I think the more I see the SEC, I think most weeks, I mean, everybody's going to beat Vandy. Alabama, you know, I think it's the cream of the crop. Then, you know, maybe Georgia's in a group right below that. But for the most part, I feel like this year you can take most of the teams sort of in the middle 7 or 8 of the league and just throw them, you know, maybe it even expands more than that. But you just throw them all in a pot, and it's like you're going to get – who knows what you're going to get from week to week. And South Carolina, while it hasn't always been pretty, has competed. You know, even I'll include the Florida game in there. They're a mistake here or there from being right there in that game at the end as well. So they've competed in every game. I really look at it as being a game where I don't know if LSU, even if they sort of control the game, can put South Carolina away. Similarly, even if South Carolina goes in and controls the game, I don't know if they have enough playmakers to put LSU away, even if they had a chance to do it. So I think it's going to be another one of those games where Carolina just goes in, hangs around, fourth quarter, who makes a big play, who makes a big mistake. And, you know, these games have been really throughout the year, whether it's been the two they won, other than Vandy, they're just awful. I hate to say it like that, but they're awful. But the other three games, it's just been about hanging around and who has made big plays late in the game. It comes down to like 5 to 8 plays throughout the course of the game.
Wrapping up again, Wes Mitchell from Gamecock Central. And last thing I want to ask you about is just the overall health of the team right now. Like I said, they go to LSU, and you expect a physical game when you play a, you know, a big power program like that. But then it's a bye week, and then you're into the second half of the schedule. What is the bigger picture? Yes, injuries, but also COVID and kids missing practice and then coming back. I mean, every coach has been just juggling chainsaws this year. And it appears on a very local level with that Will Muschamp is kind of making it work with, and that staff and the kids and everybody, they're making it work this year.
Yeah, they are. You know, they had some COVID issues this summer, but I'm sure they'll knock on wood as I say this, but they, you know, they've been relatively lucky. You know, you chalk that up some to the guys trying to do the right thing with the protocol,
yeah.
But let's be honest, some of it is luck. I mean, you can get the thing even if you are careful. So, and if it hits a locker room, it can spread very, very quickly. But so they've been pretty lucky on that. And really on the traditional injury front, you know, the injuries we used to only talk about as opposed to COVID stuff, they've been relatively lucky on that end as well, which I'm sure they're thrilled about, because the 2 years prior, I mean, they were just decimated,
gosh, yeah,
y'all. Like,
yeah.
it was – and key players, not, you know, not just – it was one big name after another the last 2 years. So they've been – obviously they had the big ones, Lloyd, preseason, but
Sherrod
it was
Green.
So early. Yeah, yeah, and Sherrod, you know, I think they miss him. They have a veteran that's sort of filling in for him, but I do think they miss him there. You know, I'm sure they'll hope to maybe get him back shortly after the bye week. But Izzy McQuamu, the other corner that normally starts opposite of Horn, although Johnny Dixon's been really good there, he's sort of the guy they're waiting on right now. Muschamp said about 30 minutes ago that he did practice today. But I still think anytime you're talking about a groin for a guy playing in the secondary, it's sort of a day-by-day thing.
Last thing, and I just want to ask you, you know, personal information here, because linebacker has been an area where they need some help, especially after the Green injury. Ernest Jones, and I ask this all the time, it's kind of my measuring stick, he's leading the team in tackles. Is he making tackles or is he making plays? I think he's making tackles.
See, I'd probably disagree. I mean, I think this is a guy that is he's sort of the heart and soul of their defense. Now, around him, I think they need some guys to maybe step up at linebacker. But to me, he's sort of in that mold of being the guy that we talk about around here at South Carolina, that we see him every week. And I think until you see him every week,
uh-huh.
you maybe don't appreciate just how good of a player he is and how good of a player he can be. But I think he's probably one of your more underrated linebackers in the SEC that probably just doesn't get talked about as much as some of those other guys.
Yeah, I see him, and it was like, you know, Saturday, I'm like, yeah, he played an okay game, and you look up and you're like, 11 tackles? So he doesn't shy away from the physical part. There's no doubt about it at all. Hey, Wes, great stuff as always, brother. Appreciate you coming on today. Thank you.
Yeah, anytime. Y'all have a good one, okay?
All right, South Carolina traveling to LSU Saturday night in Baton Rouge with a chance to get a dub, and they do, with a freshman quarterback starting and without Miles Brennan playing, which apparently is the case. Yeah, they can go in there. They can go in there and get the win, and then they got a bye week. So you get some rest, you got some confidence, and you got a winning record. That all is possible for the South Carolina Gamecocks.
Right now, we all want to focus on what matters most. And with SunTrust Advantage Checking, you can rest assured knowing the security of your account, card, and ID is our top priority. We provide debit card controls that let you lock your card and set spending limits directly on our mobile app. We also provide free identity protection and credit monitoring through ID Notify by Experian, so you can feel secure and supported. Go to SunTrust.com/advantage to open an account today. SunTrust, now Truist. Member FDIC.
Capital One checking and savings accounts have no fees or minimums, and a top-rated banking app that lets you manage your money anytime, anywhere, even from your favorite hiking trail. With Capital One's app, you can check your balance, deposit checks, pay bills, and transfer money from wherever you are anytime you want, even when you're cooking dinner. Open a fee-free checking or savings account online in about 5 minutes. This is banking reimagined. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Consumer accounts only. Approval required. Terms apply. Capital One N.A. Member FDIC.
Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Are your deductibles too high? Or are you completely uninsured? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Healthcare Help Desk can help you now when people need help the most. Health insurance laws and rules have changed. If you have Obamacare, are uninsured, or your premiums are too high, call Healthcare Help Desk. It's free. New healthcare plans are available, and you may qualify for dental coverage and lower copays and deductibles. Make the free call now. Top quality coverage at the lowest prices anywhere. You may be paying too much and not even know it. In these troubled times, healthcare is more important than ever. Don't let another day go by without health insurance. Policies are being offered with very low copays and deductibles. So if you're uninsured, underinsured, or paying too much, call Healthcare Help Desk.
Call 800-387-4788. 800-387-4788. 800-387-4788.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
I received a call. I did not expect to hear the worst because she was very good at her job.
Cheryl worked with her daughter Kristen, who was killed in a highway work zone.
My first day back, and this older gentleman, and he actually bumped into me and had to explain my daughter just died last week.
When you approach a work zone, think of these real people. They're America's transportation workers, the beating heart of mobility. A reminder from the American Traffic Safety Services Foundation.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTCPainInfo. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
The king of college football, no matter where you go, with a new Southern Sports Today app. Catch the best college football conversation in the South everywhere with the SST live stream and daily podcast. Download it now at the App Store and the Google Play Store. Now more of the best college football talk in the country. It's the Chuck Oliver Show.
Chuck Oliver Show, wrapping up on a Tuesday. Folks, it is a Tuesday. That means tomorrow you'll have the latest episode of Academy Sports and Outdoors UGA 40 presented by Southern Link. It's a celebration of the 40-year anniversary, 1980 Georgia Bulldogs National Championship. It is hosted by the starting quarterback on that team, Buck Ballew. He talks to Lindsey Scott, who was a first-round pick of the Saints, I think, 2 years later. Hugh Nall, Mike Cavan, Vince Dooley, Herschel, all of them. Academy Sports and Outdoors UGA 40, again, presented by Southern Link. It's at thepodcastpark.com, thepodcastpark.com, wherever you get your podcast. Let me go ahead and wrap this up with the closing argument.
The King's Closing Arguments, presented by the best closing attorneys in the business, Alexander Shannara and Associates.
I present proof that you can disagree with a large percentage of another person's beliefs and still have some common ground. Have you seen the story that a group of former players at Iowa is suing the school for $20 million? $10 million for them because they were treated, they're all black former players. We were treated ways X, Y, and Z. You violated our rights. We want $10 million for us and then $10 million to create, you know, specifically this fund, this resource, etc. Iowa responded by making the demand letter from the attorney representing the players, DeMario Solomon Simmons of Tulsa, Oklahoma, civil rights attorney. Iowa made the letter that he sent, the demand letter to Iowa, he made that public, as well as issuing a response of, yeah, we're not giving you $20 million, sorry. And there is a lot of this that struck me initially as it's just a cash grab, that you hit on the current pressure point in the community and in the American community, a pressure point right now, race relations and making things right, and you can make things right with these kids for $20 million. That is how I took it, and I still know that there is part of that element present here. But finding common ground is something. So I disagree with like 80% of what's going on with this lawsuit, this threatened lawsuit. But finding common ground is something that helps people start constructive dialogues and then possibly relationships. And it's a great first step in any dispute. So while I disagree with much of the substance of the demand and of the approach in general, the final sentence of the response from DeMario Solomon Simmons, civil rights attorney from Tulsa, I agree wholeheartedly with every word this man said. He said the issue of racial discrimination won't be erased with, quote, the issue of racial discrimination, it won't be erased with, quote, diversity councils, grandiose statements of support, helmet decals, unity walks, expensive reports, kumbaya implicit bias seminars, and tokenizing of a few black faculty, athletes, and staff. Holy smokes, ding, ding, ding. Putting Black Lives Matters on the back of the helmet? That doesn't do anything, folks. Raising awareness? Who ain't aware at this point? We're going to shine a light on this. It's illuminated, I promise you. Raising awareness is the cop-out so that a person or an organization doesn't have to actually do anything to bring change. He's right about this. Marching to the university president's home? It does nothing except get you on YouTube and Twitter and such. Marching to the courthouse at the county seat so that 79 players out of the 85 on scholarship who aren't registered to vote can register to vote? Okay, I'm in. Everything he said there is correct. Grandiose statements, putting something up on the video board, putting a message on the back of the helmet, that doesn't do anything. 100% right. Disagree with about the first 80% of what he said, but there is some common ground there. If you're going to give me a list of concrete, tangible improvements, I'm all in. Otherwise, keep talking, because that's all it is. That is my closing argument brought by the law offices of Alexander, Shannara, and Associates. Dan, what's up?
You ever have something come to you, and then it just hits you right in the forehead, and you're just like, why didn't I think of that before? And what happened today in that regard was what Kirby Smart looks at a quarterback and what he values. I think that he values talent. I don't think there's any doubt about that. He values trust a lot more. And I talked about this a little bit last week, that Stetson Bennett is in this position right now because he trusts him more than he trusts Dewan Mathis and JT Daniels at the moment. And now it sounds like that might be a reason why Jamie Newman is no longer on campus, is because I wonder if Jamie Newman went to him and wanted assurances that he was in the lead and he was going to start. And I don't think Kirby gave that to him. So that, of course, with this being a one-and-done season for him and all or nothing, he decided he was gone. Chuck, in terms of trust over upside, we've seen Dabo Swinney move on from a quarterback because he saw the upside and trusted that more than the guy he trusted. He would have been just fine with Kelly Bryant. Same deal with Nick Saban had he stayed with Jalen Hurts. We've seen Kirby Smart already choose who he trusts once because Justin Fields is at Ohio State now. I believe that he's doing the same thing again. I don't think it's going to cost him as much, but it's going to cost him in the short term and maybe even long term if he decides he wants to try to get another great quarterback.
Yeah, I'm having a hard time figuring out that whole Jamie Newman thing still, because if we realize that JT Daniels was as far away from being ready to compete as it apparently he was, I'm just going to wait to hear from Newman in a couple of years what happened. He'll tell us. All right, wraps it up on a Tuesday. Be back tomorrow with more college football conversation right here on the Chuck Oliver Show.
Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Are your deductibles too high? Or are you completely uninsured? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Healthcare Help Desk can help you now, when people need help the most. Health insurance laws and rules have changed. If you have Obamacare, are uninsured, or your premiums are too high,
call Healthcare Help Desk. It's free. New healthcare plans are available, and you may qualify for dental coverage and lower copays and deductibles. Make the free call now. Top quality coverage at the lowest prices anywhere. You may be paying too much and not even know it. In these troubled times, healthcare is more important than ever. Don't let another day go by without health insurance. Policies are being offered with very low copays and deductibles. So if you're uninsured, underinsured, or paying too much, call Healthcare Help Desk.
Call 800-387-4788. 800-387-4788. 800-387-4788.
God is quite clear in the Ten Commandments. For example, He tells us we shouldn't murder. Most all of us breathe a sigh of relief knowing we probably never actually killed anyone. While that commandment does seem to be clear-cut, Jesus has raised the bar. He says that not only is murder a sin, but thinking about it is too. Jesus tells us that God weighs whether or not our heart and our thoughts are in line. If we lose our cool with our fellow man and feel hatred filling up our hearts, we're in danger of hell because we've broken His commandment on murder. That's a little bit tougher than just reading the Ten Commandments. God doesn't just judge the outside, He judges what He sees in our hearts. And who among us could pass that test? Not one. Fortunately, Jesus has paid the penalty for our sin, the penalty of death for murderers like you and me. What an awesome God. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
Make the most out of your daily commute or next road trip in a new Audi from Audi Atlanta. And what better way to do it than behind the wheel of a stylish Audi A5 Sportback? Hey, it's Finn, along with my friends at Audi Atlanta, here to introduce this city to the Audi A5 Sportback. With a versatile and athletic design, the beauty lies within, combining the sleekness of a coupe with the practicality of a four-door hatchback. And right now, you can lease the Audi A5 Sportback for $537 per month. Find yours at AudiAtlanta.com. And use the Jim Ellis Expressway to start or complete your entire purchase online, or shop in person on Peachtree Boulevard just inside the perimeter. Experience the thrill of driving like never before at Audi Atlanta. Offer applies to a 36-month lease, 2024 Audi A5 Sportback 40, $537 per month, 10,000 miles per year, with 4731 due at signing. Example stock number A25954, MSRP $49,905, excludes tax, tag, and title fees. Offer expires 5/31/24 with approved credit.